Measure Up Podcast, Episode 15, Easy Bare Bones Performance Dashboards. Well, g'day and welcome. It's Stacey Barr here again, the performance measure specialist of StaceyBarr.com and your host for the Measure Up podcast. My passion is making it easy and fun for you to meaningfully measure the performance of your organizational business so it can be truly excellent at what it exists to do. In this episode of the Measure Up podcast about easy bare bones performance dashboards, our feature article is 5 Steps for a Fast Performance Dashboard. Will help Measure Up subscriber Neil answer his question about whether dashboards should be used only for KPIs that can be reported on daily or weekly. And we'll wrap up with a quick tip, which in this instance is a review of the online tool from KPILibrary.com called KPI Dashboard. I quite like KPI Dashboard, although it's not the application I use for my own personal dashboard. I use a software called Tableau, which is very different in how it works, where you buy the software and install it on your computer. I love it, except when I don't get my thinking clear enough before I start trying to redesign my own business dashboard. About 2 weeks ago, I did a quarterly review of my 2011 business strategy, and I got completely overwhelmed trying to realign my dashboard with the revised priorities. I spent a very unproductive day messing around in Tableau. I was trying to update my KPIs, and I got data links and measure calculations all tied up in knots, and my poor Tableau dashboard went pear-shaped and just crashed. Trying to calm down, I stopped and I asked myself a really powerful question. Am I doing what I advise my clients to do? And my answer was no. What I was doing was all ad hoc and out of order. So the next day, I tried again and I rediscovered that the advice that I give my clients actually works for me too. Fancy that. So in the end, here's how I realigned my dashboard to my new strategic priorities. Firstly, I focused only on my 4 priority results. Secondly, I reviewed the measures that I chose for those results. Thirdly, I defined exactly how each priority measure should be calculated. Fourthly, I listed the data sources for those measures and set up links in Tableau to that data only. And fifthly, I created really simple line charts in Tableau for each priority measure, and I threw them on a single dashboard that I called Strategic Priorities for 2011. I know, it's a no-brainer. It's just such a simple approach to take. For the 4 priority results, I got the 8 most important measures for my business set up and working in just a few hours, and I got an insight from one of them immediately. Even though the dashboard isn't pretty yet, this amounts, in my opinion, to very true progress. And I've got to say, it makes me feel so focused on what I need to give my time to. You know, when I can look at that dashboard and see the gaps between actual current performance and my targets, it's very, very motivating. So let me expand on these steps that I took in some more detail in this episode's feature article, 5 Steps for a Fast Performance Dashboard. You can get the written copy of the podcast's feature article in this episode's corresponding issue of the Measure Up email newsletter. The newsletter gives you additional resources to meaningfully measure what matters, and you can subscribe for free at measureupblog.com. Many, or perhaps most, performance dashboard projects get stalled because people jump the gun and focus too much on the whiz-bangery of the dashboard application and don't give anywhere near enough thought to the choice of measures and information worth dashboarding. To get the dashboard project moving again, 5 simple steps are all you need. Step 1. Focus only on your top 2 to 3 priority performance results. Stop trying to do it all at once perfectly. It's expensive, it's time-consuming, it's momentum-dampening. You'll get to success sooner by taking the quick and easy route to set up simple bare bones dashboards that do the job with inexpensive applications like KPI Dashboard, Tableau, and even Microsoft Excel. Once you've finished these five steps for these first priorities, focus on the next 2 to 3 most important performance results and keep building and improving in bursts. For my own business, I use a results map to capture all the performance results that make up my strategy, and it helps me to work out the most important ones, the results that are pivotal to success and need to be measured first and foremost. Step 2, choose a few performance measures for those priority results. There's no prize for using all the KPIs you can think of to track a particular performance result. In fact, there's a penalty, and it's your attention being spread too thin to make any kind of performance improvement at all, or your attention being pulled away from your unique priorities. Think narrow and deep. Go for the truly relevant and insightful performance measures. If I ever get stuck and can't figure out what the best measures are for a performance result, the 5-step measure design template works a treat. It makes you think about what your result really looks like in tangible terms, and that's the key to finding the right measures. Step 3, define exactly how those priority measures are calculated and from what data. Lame measure names won't cut it. Customer loyalty isn't a performance measure. The percentage of customers who've purchased from us more than 3 times in the past 6 months is a measure. One of the biggest time wasters in setting up performance dashboards is trying to figure out exactly how the measures should be measured. That sounds tautological, and it is. If you can't figure out how to measure something with real data, then it ain't a measure yet. Before I build my dashboards, I define each of my performance measures and keep these definitions in a performance measure dictionary. Step 4. List the data sources for priority measures and set up links in your dashboard to that data only. A lovely man named Siva once had dozens, and some say hundreds, of special spreadsheets where very key performance measure data was kept for a freight business. Only he knew how the spreadsheets worked and where they were saved on the server, and I think he has since retired, or he won't be far off. Doesn't it make you shudder? My performance dashboard is built with Tableau software, inexpensive and easy, but most importantly for me, able to link directly to my core business database. When my assistant updates my business data each month, my dashboard updates automatically. I love it. Step 5, systematically create the graphs in the dashboard for each priority measure and arrange them on a single dashboard. Forget silly dials and gauges. Forget pie charts and 3D bar charts, even though it's near impossible to find an example dashboard without these useless gizmos. The most effective way to monitor your performance measures is with a line chart that tracks changes over time. That's what you're managing when you manage performance, moving performance closer and closer to target as time goes by. I arrange my performance measure line charts onto my dashboard in segments that correspond to my priority performance results. After all, you're using the measures to know if you're achieving the results. That's one of the 5 principles of designing useful and usable performance reports. Now, if you want to take action, here's my suggestion. Whether you choose Tableau, KPI Dashboard, your existing dashboard or scorecard application, or even just Microsoft Excel, use these 5 steps and bring your most important KPIs to life this week. As Dr. Poe, one of my readers, recently emailed me, if not I, then who? If not now, then when? People have lots of different ideas about what should and should not go on a dashboard, and even different ideas about what a true KPI is. And that relates to the topic of this episode's Q&A, which is a question asked by Measure Up subscriber Neil. Neil asks, the question that our organization keeps coming back to is if a KPI can only be reported on quarterly or less often, is it a true key performance indicator, or is it simply a performance indicator? And if you have a quarterly reported KPI, should it be reflected on a dashboard? Or should dashboards be used only for KPIs that can be reported on more frequently, that is, daily or weekly? Well, Neil, there's a couple of dimensions, obviously, to your question here. Let's first tackle this issue about KPI or key performance indicator versus performance indicator. There's so much terminology thrown around in our field, and different people define these words very differently. There's no point saying that there is one true meaning or definition for the term key performance indicator, no one true definition of how that might differ from a performance indicator or a performance measure or a performance metric or any other kind of name that you might give these things. So really, I like to just use the term performance measure, and a performance measure is usually almost always quantitative, and it's giving you evidence of the degree to which a performance result is happening over time. That's irrespective of whether you're measuring it daily, weekly, or quarterly, or even less frequently than that. The KPI, or the performance measure's frequency, depends on what makes sense given how quickly the thing that you're measuring responds to changes or improvement initiatives. The frequency is a practicality, and however frequently you measure something doesn't necessarily change how important it might be to your business. Culture, as in the culture of your organization, or something like customer loyalty, particularly for consulting type organizations or organizations that don't have frequent client contact, those sorts of results can be measured much less frequently, probably quarterly or annually, and still give you meaningful information. It's very hard to change culture overnight. It's very hard to suddenly change customer loyalty overnight, so it probably doesn't make sense to measure those things daily or weekly. On a weekly or monthly basis, it would make sense to measure things like maybe how much rework you're managing to eliminate from your processes, or measuring the level of employee absenteeism. I mean, there's tons of things that we measure weekly and monthly is probably, I guess, for the convenience of calendar, the most common frequency for performance measures. Things that you'd measure on a daily basis might be, something like website traffic if you're really targeting increasing traffic to your website. But it really has to do with what makes sense. What's a frequency that really makes sense for the thing that you're trying to measure? If you measure too frequently, what you end up with is too much noise or random variability that you'll see in the graph of your performance measure. And when you have too much noise, too much fluctuation, you could easily mistake some of that variability for a true signal, and it wouldn't be a signal. You'd be reacting to something that was just part of the normal variability. But if you measure something too infrequently, you can easily miss out on important signals because they're being smoothed out and you'll end up detecting them way too late. But sadly, there's no formula for how to pick the frequency of your measure. I would suggest err on the side of measuring too frequently and then adjust from there. If you err on the side of measuring too infrequently, you miss out on the ability to set up from the start the right kind of data collection and analysis system that can support it. It's very easy to scale back than to upscale, so I tend to like measuring too frequently first. And you get a better feel for your data that way too. You get a sense of how much variability there is. Dashboards can include any kind of performance measure or KPI, and it's much more important that in choosing what should go on your dashboard, you consider more how important that KPI or performance measure is in supporting the dashboard's audience and the decisions they're trying to make or the priorities they're trying to manage or the goals they're trying to achieve. It's got far less to do with how frequently something might be measured. I hope that helps, Neil. Now, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer for you on this podcast, email me at measureup@stacybarr.com. There are all kinds of dashboard applications out there. I've mentioned a few already in this podcast. And thankfully, gone are the days when you had to invest millions to have one developed for your organization. But are the latest off-the-shelf solutions the best value for money? Well, yes and no. They are, because it's just such an easy thing to do to find a dashboard application, especially one that's software as a service, where you're really just buying a subscription to something and you upload your data and you can use it. It's instantly there for you. And with, you know, great technology these days, you can create dashboards very quickly just using drag and drop features. You know, drag a graph here, or put a dialogue box there, or add a title here. And most of the applications are like this, which is really good. They're quite inexpensive too, but there are a few things that you want to really be aware of when you invest in one. I'm going to review one for you today in this podcast, and it's KPI Dashboard from the makers of the very, very popular KPILibrary.com. Now, KPI Dashboard is SaaS, you know, it's software as a service. It's all online. You don't need to download anything to your computer. You don't need to install any special applications or programs or anything like that. You just log on to the KPI Dashboard website, into your account, and build your dashboard, use your dashboard right there and then. Now, the basic features of KPI Dashboard, and I'd put all of these kind of under the banner of ease and simplicity. I mean, it's a very, very simple summary dashboard layout that you can use. I mean, KPI Dashboard has very, very simple graph types like spark lines, which are miniature line charts. You can plot, you know, just have a table of the most recent values of your performance measure. You can put targets in there. Any one of the measures in your summary dashboard you could click on, and it could take you through to see a more detailed time series graph of that performance measure, so you can analyze trends and look for signals. You can also click through to see the details of any of the KPIs or performance measures that you've set up in the dashboard, look at the calculation, the data sources, targets, all that kind of thing. You can also drill down, or as KPI Dashboard call it, use breakdowns to be able to look at any particular performance measure by various categories, like maybe geographical area or customer segment, or employee type or product, anything like that. You can also log your discussions and comments and notes as time goes by, as you interpret your KPIs and respond to any signals that they have. And that's a great way to keep a log of what's going on, but also to collaborate too. If you've got more than one person in your team, you can start a discussion about a particular KPI. It's very easy to import KPIs from the KPI library. You can also add your own KPIs manually as well. And you also import your data from Excel or other file formats, and I think they also have some little shortcuts for how to automate some of the data importing as well. Like I mentioned before, the dashboard design's really easy because you just drag and drop objects. You know, you might drop a table or a graph or a discussion or anything like that. You can set up traffic lights too, which is the use of those basic three colors, red, amber, and green, to flag how particular performance measures are tracking, mostly relative to their targets. There's also a cool feature that I really like, and that's the watch list, or what KPI Dashboard calls a watch list, and it's automatic views of the best performing or worst performing KPIs, or those that happen to be changing. Their trends are changing most rapidly, which is really useful to have that automatically flagged for you. Now, in my opinion, the upsides of KPI Dashboard, at the top of the list has to be simplicity. So easy to set up. It's very easy for you also to keep definitions of your KPIs, and based on my experience a couple of weeks ago, that is just so important. I thought that being the performance measure specialist and having a small business, I'd be able to get away with not having detailed definitions of my KPIs, but it really bit me in the butt a couple of weeks ago, and I'm developing that discipline myself now and creating definitions for each of my KPIs. KPI Dashboard also uses the really simple graphs like spark lines and line charts, and doesn't waste your time with silly, misleading dials and gauges. KPI Dashboard is not into that whiz-bangery. It's definitely about simple, clear analytics to help you really get the basic information you need out of your measures. It's also very inexpensive. For a small business, you can pay as, you know, little as $49 a month. Up to around, I think for larger businesses, it starts at around $250 a month. And honestly, you've got to agree, that is such a tiny little amount given the power that you can get. You can just get tons of your KPIs in there and set up multiple dashboards for multiple user groups, and it's really, really simple. And there's no contracts as well. It's just month by month. So there's some the most powerful upsides of KPI dashboard. There are some downsides, but what I'm going to say is these downsides are the downsides of just about every single dashboard application I've seen. So I guess you could consider them generic warnings about dashboard applications. The first one is the kinds of graphs that are available to you. I'm a real believer in control charts, statistical process control charts, which is a method of looking at your data in time series, but it, instead of having you focus on this month compared to last month, or this month compared to the same month last year, or this month compared to target, it gets you looking beyond those point-to-point comparisons and has you looking at the big picture. It doesn't assume that there's a linear trend through every set of data. Instead, you're looking for true signals that there are changes in your performance measure, whether it's a sudden shift, a gradual shift, or no shift at all. And I'm a real believer in those, but I haven't seen any dashboard application that uses process control charts like that, or statistical process control charts, in a way to really get the most out of your data. And really based on that too, because we're finding that, you know, a lot of the dashboard applications are just using fairly rudimentary forms of analysis, like simple trend lines. The rules for traffic lights are not always that reliable and can encourage you to take knee-jerk reactions to your data. If this month is bigger than last month by more than 10%, that means there's something different and you've got to do something about it. Well, that's not always the case. So there are some definite risks in how traffic lights are set up, and maybe we can talk about that in a future podcast as well. But overall, I think KPI Dashboard is a really brilliant product, and knowing the guys that created KPI Library, they just have a really great philosophy about keeping things as simple as possible. They only keep what really works well, and it's a really great product. So if you're interested in taking a closer look, you can go to http://. Now I'm saying that because there's no www in this URL. It's just dashboard.kpilibrary.com. So that's dashboard.kpilibrary.com. Well, this brings us to the end of this 15th episode in the Measure Up podcast series. Thanks for joining me. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to get some feedback about whether you're finding this podcast useful or interesting, your ideas about how you might like me to change it or improve it so that it's more fun for you to listen to, so that you look forward to it more, so that it's targeted really around the topics and issues that are really hot for you right now. So please, please, please email me some feedback at measureup@stacybarr.com. That's measureup@stacybarr.com. I would love to hear from you. Now, you can download this podcast. You can also read the feature articles at the measureupblog.com. That's measureupblog.com. And you can subscribe to this podcast also, if you haven't already, at iTunes. Just search for Measure Up. Well, until next time, this is Stacey Barr, the Performance Measure Specialist, signing off. Keep measuring what matters and engaging everyone you can to do the same.